We have quorum. We're moving to public comment. We have 2 minutes per speaker, and the first speaker is Donna Gates. And will somebody, actually Lori, or somebody who is in front of the people who are speaking rather than me gesticulating over here, could you hold up when they have 30 seconds left and then at time, a note of time?
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So Lori will signal you at 30 seconds and at time. Donna, since she works so hard for the foundation and has so much to tell us off about, gets an extra 30 seconds.
I'm cheering for Donna.
Yay!
That was the point.
I may only need 30 seconds. I just wanted to take a moment to publicly thank the LSB members of KPFT, their staff, and their volunteers who've worked so very hard to make this meeting successful, with a special thanks to Deb Shapto and Teresa Allen. They've really done well. And that's it. I just want it on the record.
Wow. All right. Emmett Abadi-Do. Mr. Do?
Yes.
Would you like someone else to go while you're getting ready?
This is just a reminder to listeners that the materials forwarded to the PNB this weekend documenting irregularities in the PNB election at KPFT and the LSB election at KPFT and KPFA are posted at www.unionpacifica.org website. My statement today is my ability and my right as a member of this foundation to have unrestricted communication with the PNB and the administration of Pacifica Foundation is being blocked. My emails, edo@houston.rr and abatido2@yahoo.com, are bounced at contact@pacifica.org and board@pacifica.org. Who are the gatekeepers and the handlers at the national that restrict the flow of information that might threaten the interest of the takeover cabal? It is safe to assume each station has gatekeepers and handlers operating under the cover of respectability and elective office. 4 years ago, I proposed that the new bylaws provide for an internal security committee. This committee would have established standards and mechanisms to identify and neutralize what should have been an anticipated attack by the establishment to render Pacifica as impotent as it has NPR. In my observations at KPFT, my money is on Susan Young, who quite possibly serves as Dwayne Bradley's handler, as he has been an effective gatekeeper. Pacifica can be that voice, that catalyst for progressive change the people of this nation are crying out for. I suggest employing the transformational power of "the day you were born is your mother's birthday." The slogan on www.storkreality.com and soon at the website Honor the Fathers. We couldn't have done it without you. Decrees. These items are available to raise millions of dollars to support each station and the foundation. For general mass appeal and public need, also available is a U.S. patented 160-year-old liquid lotion that stops pain without the use of harmful drugs. Go www.onepainfreesolution.biz. The answer is always outside the box.
Thank you.
The next person on the list is Jonas. I can't read. Eloriador?
That's okay. Eluidor.
Eluidor.
I want to take this opportunity to thank Pacifica Network for giving us Haitian Haitians a voice in some of your station. I do a show here in Houston called the Haiti Show, And this show started in 2004. In 2004, I started at like 5 o'clock in the morning. I mean, at 11:30 at night. And then, because of crying of some of the audience, the show was moved to 5 o'clock in the morning. Now the show from 5 to 6, now the show is at 7:30 to 8 o'clock at night. 30 minutes. The 30-minute show that I have, sometime I run into some issues, you know, booking guests for the show because of lack of the language barrier. Some of them don't speak English. When I have a chance to book a show, a lot of time what end up happening to me is that the show is being preempted. The show is preempted. And it doesn't happen very often, but this year so far, I think it's 3 times so far this year that the show was preempted. And then those of you, some of you may not know the importance of the show, but yet this show means a lot to, you know, our community, a lot to us Haitians. Because we don't have a voice. Who's out there listening to us? So, you know, it is very appreciative of Pacifica Network for providing us a voice. And if that can happen, you know, throughout the network, because I understand in New York and also in Washington, if that can happen throughout the network, that would be good. My time is up. You know, I wish I could speak more, but I'll save the rest for some other time.
Donna Gates left 1 minute of her time. Is there any objection to the gentleman having the rest of her time? When she left, she said, you can give the rest of my time.
No problem.
There's no objection. Okay.
I have one thing to say. And that is, I'd like the statement that I made read into the records or placed into the records.
You have it in writing?
Yes.
You can email it to me. I'll give you my email address.
Is it going to bounce?
Actually, email it. Give it to our recording to our foundation.
Is it going to bounce? Because everything I send you guys bounce.
Personal email.
Let me give you my email address.
Email sticks to her like glue. All right. The next person is Zarina Shakir.
Assalamu alaikum.
And
that means may God's peace be upon all of you. Now sitting on the other side of this table and having been a member of the Pacifica National Board for 3 years, this gives me an opportunity to be able to say or address a couple of things that have been on my mind that I've also mentioned at the PMB meetings all the times that I was a part of the board. One of them was fundraising. And fundraising seems to be one of the areas that our national and our local board seem to have some real problems with trying to do. I don't know how you expect money to come into a network. We're not ABC, Fox, or any of the rest, but surely it doesn't come like manna and quail. You do need to understand that fundraising is a requirement generally of most boards, whether it's a school board, a church board, or in this case, the Pacifica National Board. And I would surely like to see at some point very soon how you're going to take that step, that leap of faith into raising money on a national level. 3 years I was on this board, and we never did one fundraiser. The second thing I would like to say is, as board members, some of the things that you may not think about when you are making arrangements to come to these meetings, and I know that it takes time, but we spend a lot of money. This network spends money for your hotel, for the airlines, for everything that is required for you to come and meet. And so when you make changes, that unfortunately bites also into the finances. The last thing I want to say, and this will probably seem very biting and spiteful, and I don't mean for it to be, but it does seem to be that there are a couple of people here that are vying for the Condoleezza Rice Award. Thank you.
The next person is Carolyn Burden.
Thank you. Good morning. I want to repeat Donna's thanks to Houston and the board, or the KPFA people who made us so welcome and so well fed. Thank you very much. It was lovely. And now I'll begin my 2 minutes.
Talk to her. She's the time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, it is. Thank you. When the bylaws finally passed, I decided to concentrate on the elections. WBI had an elections committee, an ad hoc committee, that I chaired until I was ousted by people who it seemed really did not want fair and unbiased elections. Bob Lederer replaced me as chair, but the committee was not renewed by the LSB because it was both contentious and non-productive. And to this day, BAI has no local elections committee. However, the national committee, of which I have been the chair, has had to deal with some of the same attempts to derail fair and honest elections that the BAI committee faced back then, and I want to address that issue. This national committee's had an ambitious agenda, which I hope can be carried forward and implemented this year. Some crucial recommendations that we made were never implemented. The elections just concluded left a lot of debris in their wake, and you all have a serious job ahead. I hope that your local boards will elect people willing to take on the cleanup. Dave Edelson made the point that we need to start from a premise of shared goals and then move to implement them. The Elections Committee did make some progress on that front, and I thank the committee members who did so much hard work to support the election supervisors and ensure elections that were as good as they could be under the circumstances. Les Radke was faced with those extraordinary circumstances, and some of them could have been eliminated by the board. However, there aren't enough people on the Elections Committee to do the work that needs to be done. And I hope that you'll form work groups and enlist interested members of Pacifica to address the remaining problems. Art Stasny and Jack Van Aken of the KPFK Elections Work Group contributed greatly to the software and to procedural questions, and we need more groups, such groups, to work on the manuals and the policies and the procedures. In the limited time I have, I want to highlight just four of the many problems that I see as crucial. The rest will be in my report.
Hold on, just so you know, as she said, Donna Gates yielded her 1 minute, her remaining minute.
Thank you. Over the years, the database has been mishandled, and not always accidentally. The database has to be secure from theft, from misuse, from abuse, and from incompetence. This is at all the stations, most of the stations. Number two, we need an independent audit of the database at each station, and additionally at the national office. There is a database there. Number three, we need guidelines about how to maintain and implement two separate databases. The voter database is not the same as the donor and outreach database, and there are different problems for each. I'm recommending that MEMSIS be secured with trained, bonded employees or else scrapped for a more secure system. Access to the database must be controlled and secured at all the stations. The foundation has to clarify the relationship between the national election supervisor, the local supervisors, the executive director, and this board. At present, the balance of power is not well defined, and people have been able to subvert the elections by taking advantage of those weak links. So I hope that you will address at least those four issues, if not any of the 20 others. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'm sorry, I thought it was time. Lori's the timekeeper.
Do I have another 10 seconds?
No. Akua Holt.
Good morning again, and I want to say thanks again for all your hard work and for serving on the national board. It's a tedious job, and many people have asked me, why don't you run for a board? But I think Wendy and Michael and Evelyn and the other people who served on KPFT's board, that if we can work with them, they'll get the job done. I want to emphasize the importance of our board being diverse, and I think that directly relates to the problem that we're having with our management considering to do something substantial for Black History Month. I think as an African-American woman and as our community participate in Pacifica for the last 4 years, we've been at the table and we've negotiated. I believe in windows. And we've given this management the opportunity and the window of time to meet us halfway. We've done our part. We brought membership in. We have been a part of many activities. Our community has not been disruptive. We've really tried to work. We rolled up our sleeves and we work really hard to build a sense of unity at KPFT. My concern is that we have rights. And I don't think that no one in that station, board, management, or otherwise, I don't think they have the right to tell us that you cannot have a Black History Month program. I don't think that. And we have legal people here, and perhaps we need to address that from a legal issue. Because after 4 years of saying no, I think we need to move the bar to another level. And again, I believe that if the board was diverse enough, if we had more than two African-American people on the board or more than two people of color, then there would be more people who would understand this is not a discussion. In 2007, to have Black History Month programming, that's not a discussion or any one person's decision. That is our right as a part of Pacifica and as a part of this community here in America. Lastly, I want to address the comment that Jonas made about the preemption of the Haiti show, which is only 30 minutes. Any smart program director would know if that's the only show on that's 30 minutes, if you want to preempt a show, why not preempt a two-hour show and take 30 minutes of that show? Why preempt the only voice that's for the Haitian community in Houston each and every Sunday? And sometimes it's two Sundays in a row. And that show follows a show that I produce. And one particular Sunday, the show was preempted, and the show that was uploaded wasn't even available. So there was 30 minutes that was wasted that could have gone to the Haiti show.
Time.
Time? Okay. Well, again, thanks.
Margaret, did you have a motion?
Is it possible to ask a question?
In general, we don't hold to that practice because it ends up extending the time and taking time from the public comment. Next person is Maurice.
Dave, can I ask what mechanism there is for the board to either find out or get more information on issues raised during public comment?
At the end of public comment, if you want to make a motion that we entertain questions, that would be in order then.
Okay.
Maurice Guertin?
And I'd be happy to talk to you, you know, about what I know of this. I actually met with a crew and a group of people 3 days ago.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome. My name is Maurice Guertin, or Mo. I'm part of the KPFT Building Collective, or the Building Committee, as some people know it. I'm part of, I think, the second level. The original group was put together and recruited a number of us, and so I've been there several years now. I take it that we're the only building collective in the entire organization, and I don't know if that's good or bad. It's just a different set of problems. I'm happy to be here today. I'm happy to represent KPFT as a listener member and a volunteer. And I'm glad that everyone was able to gather here in Houston. Not entirely happy with all the programming, but I wouldn't expect to be. I'm only a single person that represents my background, my upbringing. Many of the people I've heard here today give comment. I listen to their shows. I don't call. I don't think I have a reason to call to Minister Robert Mohammed's show or to the Haiti show, but I do listen to a lot of the shows from different time periods, and I get a well-rounded sense of what happens during the week. And unfortunately, the only time I hear some of the other stations, BAI or some of the other stations, is when we have shows that are piped in, when we listen to... I'm drawing a blank on all the different shows. Well, actually, I don't get to listen to that as much as I'd like to. I think overall the station is well-rounded. We're a little bit different than the rest of the stations, but we're working with the things that we have. We have our own building, and many of the other stations don't. We're trying to improve that. We're trying to stay out of a lot of the politics. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Steve? Steve Brown? And then Serene Roberts and Eddie. Oh, I'm sorry, your name, ma'am?
Good afternoon. As delighted as I am to come to these meetings, I would like to suggest that the board totally change the purpose and the manner of their meetings. It should be more like an Academy Award celebration than a marathon of tedium. Instead of four 12-hour days that are very boring and that the public doesn't come to, I would suggest 2 days only, and that most of your work be done during the year, maybe a few hours at a time over a period of several months by telephone and email, so that when you came to these meetings and invited 500 members of the listening public, which shouldn't be too hard in each city, you could devote the time to celebrating the accomplishments of Pacifica during the year, of announcing a few choice motions and commemorating the steps forward that we hope you have been taking. I think the public would appreciate that, and I think the members of the board would appreciate not having to sit here for 12 hours and do things that they could really take care of much more easily by modern methods of email and telephone. You would also save 2 days, about $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 of hotel bills and food and transportation. You'd all be a lot happier, and so would the public.
Thank you, Steve. Melinda? Melinda, then Serene. I'm sorry. Okay, Serene, then Melinda.
Well, I'm very pleased to say, when I look at all the names of the people around here, I've been on telephone calls with almost every single one of you, including the lovely Mary Berg over here.
The check isn't in the mail.
Don't worry about it, dear. I'm very pleased to say that I'm one of the first people that was elected to 3-year terms to serve on an LSB, and I served proudly for 3 years with a KPFT LSB. I went into the elections process kind of from the rear window, because I actually wanted originally to be an outreach, but there was a need for a chairman for an elections committee. So I filled that position. And the next thing you know, I learned about STV. I did my best. And up until recently, I had only one questionable one. And I am proud to say that because Pacifica has a wonderful network of background, the very next day, I was talking to Art Stasny on the phone, and we were working, and I've learned a lot more about STV, about how to do hand counts and how to do it on the computer as well. And I really think I've learned a new perspective, and even after 3 years of experience, I find this enriching and wonderful. And it was kind of neat, because last night I had an opportunity to go to the birthday party of our local election supervisor, Tucker Bradley, and I happened to see Les Radke there. And it was really neat, because I had an opportunity. We had this kindredship, and we discussed the elections and everything. And one thing I thought that was fantastic was when my husband got up in the middle of all these KPFT people and says, yeah, 4 years ago I was watching my wife veg on the couch, and she was boring me. And so I told her to get out and do something, and she got elected. And then I saw the back of her head for the next 3 years. But it's kind of neat, because my husband, although we will occasionally disagree on things, is very proud of my work. And I just wanted to get up, and all I wanted to say was I'm very proud of being associated with every one of you guys. You're great. And I think we ought to remember every now and then we're working toward a noble cause, and we can't let petty differences get in the way. That's all I have to say.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thank
you. Serene?
Okay, thanks. I'm going to try to talk really fast.
I'm not amplifying you, and so really? You'll have to yell loud for the members to hear you.
This is it. My voice is not good. Okay. I want to urge you guys to carefully consider the lack of affirmative action in national hiring. And we know, of course, that it doesn't mean anyone gets fired. It means it goes into consideration for upcoming hires. I'm concerned about the PNB special regular meetings by telephone, the length of the meetings, the fact that it excludes so many East Coast people when you guys are on the phone until 11, 12, 1 o'clock, okay, both in terms of people who can listen readily and people who can vote. Meeting locations. I'd like PNB meetings to be in locations that are not just wheelchair accessible, but are community accessible by public transportation. This location does not seem to meet that criteria. asked you guys 2 years ago to pay attention to the pension plans for workers. I'd like to see that take a high place on the Finance Committee's work this year. I want to make sure that everyone who's entitled to a pension has a pension that's being funded and they know it. With regard to the recovery, I'm all over the place, sorry. With regard to the recovery plan for WBAI, universally at the station, all sides reject the concept of underwriting. So I understand that was suggested by the interim general manager. I'd like to make sure it's not being considered by this board in terms of whatever the recovery plan 90-day period that you're looking at. Rebranding is something that has to be done carefully and thoughtfully. We're not just marketing a station. We have a mission, we have goals, we have principles, and all of that has to be taken into consideration. We don't just want to get out there to get out there. I agree with the need to look at the standardization of staff definitions within, certainly for voting purposes. I ask you to keep in mind that some are still promoting the concept of de-recognizing unions for 1 day or 1 month or whatever the case is. That is unethical. Please reject that as well. I urge you to consider the value of the work of unpaid staff. Unpaid staff are not volunteers. We're people who have long-term relationship to the station. People put hours in every week preparing for their programs, as opposed to someone who may come in and answer phones. And that time is appreciated also because they're a vital part of the process. But there's a difference between answering phones for 3 hours and doing a show on an ongoing basis. Am I out of time?
Yes. According to her.
Your watch is fast. Is there going to be another round? Okay, one last thing.
That's my baby.
That's
you know,
my husband.
In Beverly Hills, a red light means only two more cars can go through. I've actually measured this, and that's what it means.
In Berkeley or in L.A.?
In Berkeley, a yellow light means hit the brakes no matter where you are.
Past solid red. I got a ticket for that. It was yellow. Okay. There's one more thing I want to say, that in terms of general managers, we need people who are thoughtful, deliberative, who have respect for their staff and respect for the governance bodies that we have. You don't have to like them, but the boards are here, and it's important that you understand, and we've been through the battle, some of us, of working with management that doesn't always understand the need to appreciate both the boards and the staff and the staff organizations. We don't need to do that again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Edwin Johnson?
Edwin Johnston, living a few blocks from the station in the Montrose, been involved with KPFT since 81. In 1999, Bastille Day, I took a leadership role in the listener activist movement. And I think I would speak on behalf of lots of those listener activists to express my deep sadness and condolences to Ray LaForest. Mm.
Okay, now we have a bit of a problem. I've sketched out the time that we'll need for each of the action items we have and for the new business, and I see 2 hours and a quarter at a minimum. We have to be out of here at 3 sharp. That would leave a 15-minute break now. But if we take 20 or 25 out of this, we're in bad shape because we really have to clear at 3. So, yes, Margaret.
Yeah, I wanted to move if we could. I think it would just take maybe about 3 minutes or so to ask a question of one of the audience members and to get a response.
Do you want to make it a special rule of order? Actually, it wouldn't matter. We'd need to extend anyway. Can we have unanimous consent,
yes,
not only for the 3 minutes, but for no more than 3 minutes?
Exactly.
Unanimous consent?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
3 minutes. Yes, Akua, I wanted to ask about the Black History situation because hearing what you're saying, last night we heard a very moving sermonette by the general manager that seemed to give a slightly different impression. I mean, I like to, you know, give the benefit of the doubt, but would just really, since you're both here, to get some clarification on what is it, you know, in relation to Black History Month.
Well, I'm speaking historically what I've experienced and what we've experienced as a community. And also last year we had a pretty extensive meeting with the program director about this, and he said no. He said it in front of Greg Guma. No, I don't have anything planned.
So you're not satisfied with this year's programming?
As far as I'm concerned, there's nothing on the table. The people, the young people who were planning it, we say that we want young people involved in Pacifica. There's a group of young people who have planned a 20-hour Black History Month program. They were promised that, and then they were told last week or so by our program director, you won't have this 20 hours, you'll have six. And that 6 hours included three Black shows that are already on, and those hosts had not been notified that this guy was going to preempt their 6 hours, as far as I know.
I'd like to call time because I think, out of respect, if we're going to deal with this issue, then the general manager has to be given a moment to at least provide a response. We don't have the time to deal with this at length. Dwayne, you have 45 seconds to respond.
Okay. There have been issues, and I'm totally sympathetic to Akua and her perspective because of her long affiliation with KPFT. But the truth of the matter is that we have committed to a series of 12 hours of special programming following the fund drive for Black History Month, involving lots of the programmers and the community, as well as a 100 moments of Black history that will be produced and aired during the month through Fund Drive, as well as through the continuation of the rest of that month after the Fund Drive is over.
Okay, thank you.